Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, Coach, emotions, participating in meetings, what the heck is going on?
Meetings are a necessary evil in business, but we have to be very careful that there are four emotions that participants want to avoid when they are in a meeting. I mean, meetings happen daily in the workplace. Attendees have multiple number of responses to those meetings. If your employees aren't engaged, you're wasting your time. In fact, you could even be causing damage to your business. I suggest all leaders examine the meetings that they have and how they are conducted. If your meeting attendees experience any of these four emotional responses to your meetings, it's time for some revamping.
So what would be emotion number one?
Dread. When an employee feels as if, here we go again. You've totally lost them, and productivity is out the window. They are clock watching. They are frustrated. They want to get past what's going on. If they dread your meetings, you are not having the right meeting.
My emotion number two?
Frustration.
Oh, yeah.
When meeting decisions are made that either never get put into place or are short-lived, it's the decision of the week, no one will believe the results of future meetings, and you are completely wasting your time.
Number three?
Deja vu.
Oh, gosh.
When the same meeting issues are addressed over and over and over and over and over again. How many times have we sat in a meeting and like, wow, this is ridiculous. Didn't we already do this?
All right, last one.
Pointless. Yeah. When people feel they're just wasting an hour or two, you've totally lost the positive nature of the meeting, and people are more interested in leaving than they are in engaging. Meetings are a necessary part of communication. Make sure your meetings are constructive, engaging, and positive.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.